back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, does anybody care about economic growth? Nah. Nah. We'd rather have legal jihads. We'd rather have wealth taxes, the never-ending wealth tax campaign. Editorial in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Anyway, we'll talk some growth with my pal David Malpass, former president of the World Bank, and served in the Trump administration and the Treasury and the Reagan years. David, I got one for you. I'm not going to let you off the hook. This is too much fun. Gene Sperling, op-ed piece. I believe it was yesterday's journal. And then Lael Brainard, another one of your favorites. She gave an interview that got coverage as a news story. Anyway, David, the massive outsized Biden spending starting in March of 2021, the $1.9 trillion American whatever plan, worked, according to Gene Sperling, economic advisor to Joe Biden, and before that, Barack Obama, and Ms. Lael Brainard, longtime Federal Reserve. Now she's got my old job at the NEC. It worked. The spending worked, David, and we're heading towards 120% of GDP on the debt-to-GDP ratio. Are you going to subscribe to that? Are they right?
Hi, Larry. Well, you know, economists can spin everything. And so one thing is, if you ignore the debt that was accumulated and you ignore the inflation, then it worked. Yeah, because it did inject giant amounts into the economy. I want to bring in also the regulatory problems. That it explains why we are having this persistent inflation. Typically, we think of inflation being a monetary phenomenon, but I think what we've got going right now is we have inflation being a government phenomenon. It's the government spending and regulation that prevents people from working. It adds to prices. It creates consumption without creating the investment underneath. And so if we really want to have a secure world, we have to find a way to get much faster growth. Peace through strength for Ronald Reagan was based, and you were there, on the starting point of finding a path to 3 and 4% growth and 5% growth. And that's what scared the Soviet Union. We've got the opposite going now. You can imagine Russia looking at what the U.S. is doing and say, hey, let's just keep this all going for as long as possible because we're going to beat them in the long run.
You know, John Cochran from Hoover, formerly Chicago, he has this theory about the a fiscal explanation for inflation, which I buy not 100%, but I understand his point and your point. I mean, your point on regs, it's a supply side problem. If you are choking off the supply of goods or services or technology advances, and you're pumping up demand through government stimulus, you know, stuff goes right into your checking account, not Fannie Willis because she does it all in cash. But most people have a checking account. That's inflationary. You're choking off supply and you're expanding demand. Now, again, Gene Sperling, look, I'm not attacking him personally. I know Gene. I've known him for years. Lael Brainard, I don't really know her. I think you know her. But they're arguing that inflation doesn't matter, the debt doesn't matter, the spending doesn't matter. What mattered was government stimulus, which has given us in the last year, and I've acknowledged this, a stronger than expected economy. There was no recession. The economy was stronger. And that's the challenge here. We're going to have this debate all over again.
That's right. And so we have that works for politicians. So if you're running and you're planning to stay in office for 3 years, then your goal is to get a huge amount of spending injected into the economy so you look good while mm-hmm. you're there. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, for the long run, it undercuts the growth. I think we're kind of trying to say, is this like the 1970s? And it's not at all. In the 70s, the dollar was devalued, energy prices went up, and then it, over a period of 10 years, you know, devastated the economy as it passed through. This time, it's a different cause, and so you can't treat it with the same things. In the 70s, you ended up treating it, as Reagan did, with defending the dollar and then with tax cuts that caused growth. this time around, we have to, I think, really focus on how do you unwind the regulatory burden that's going. It's going every day out of all the international institutions. They all get together and collude to find the most expensive way to do whatever their goals are.
I think by the way, that's a good point. I don't think you have a dollar problem right now. I mean, if you look at commodity indexes or gold, I don't know if they're too high or too low, Dave, but they're basically stable. You take a look at,
right.
I mean, you know, you had the pandemic bump and so forth, but if you adjust for that, and even in exchange rate terms, the dollar's been pretty darn stable. So you're right. This is not a crashing dollar.
So we have a different problem. I'll call it the capital misallocation. And I was happy Elon Musk said it yesterday. The government is absorbing all this money, and then it decides where the money goes. And so you're not going to get growth out of that. And to make matters worse, both the Treasury and the Fed are borrowing at the short end of the curve. Mm. So they're sitting right on, you know, we have an inverted yield curve, should be a red flag for everybody. You know, economics can't work when you have an inverted yield curve. And yet the government, the Treasury and Fed are both borrowing heavily at the short end. And so that is a temporary, that allows them to do these articles that you were mentioning.
I don't know that I've always been, I mean, even I, who usually don't care about debt, I'm alarmed at the in debt in public hands, the latest CBO report. We reported it on the TV show. But David, I don't think debt impacts interest rates so much per se. I liked your other argument better, this regulatory supply side argument. But I'll tell you this. Affordability.
Yeah.
This is something that people don't understand.
Yep.
I got Trump on this on the campaign trail. Prices are going up the last 3 years, not every month, but last 3 years. Price has gone up 5 points more than wages. So real wages have fallen. That's the affordability crisis.
Exactly right.
I got to jump.
What the government's doing is raising rates into that affordability. So if you're trying to buy, if you're a young person trying to buy a house or a car, you're out of luck right now.
Maybe it's
unaffordable.
Maybe so. There's default rates are starting to pick up. So there's something to that, whether it's debt caused or what, I don't know. Anyway, David Malpass, former World Bank president, Trump Treasury advisor. We're going to take a break, folks, do some stock market work on the other side. I'm Kudlow. Please stick around. Lots more cooking.